Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts. And by it, he being dead, yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help me as I preach. Lord, please give me your strength. Lord, help what was said this evening to be an encouragement to the folks, a challenge to keep pressing forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This evening we're going to speak on the subject growing in faith. Growing in faith. I think we mentioned a little bit this morning, and it kind of ties in somewhat to what was preached this morning. But the idea that growing in faith, that we need to have faith. And as I said this morning, a lot of folks, their faith, it goes as far as they can see in their mind or imagine it happening. You know, if they can imagine somehow, if a situation goes this way and I put this effort and work it like this and I can see how that'll work out. And then that's their faith. But you know what? We need to have more faith than that. That's not faith. That's working by sight. But we see that four different things regarding faith that we can see here. We see first, we need to realize the purpose of faith. The purpose of faith. What is it in verse 6? That's our text verse. Says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. We need to realize the purpose of faith. We see that faith is a way to please God. It's how we please him. And we see not only that, it's faith is the means by which we receive him also. 2 Peter 1 verse 9 tells us that. And we see that, what's the purpose of it? We see that it's how we please him. You know, if we're just going through life and it's just, our faith is just like I talked about at the beginning, that all it is I can see how that'll work. I have faith that'll work. I mean, there are Christians. I'm not talking about Christians that don't go to church. I'm not talking about people that don't even have no regard for the things of God. I'm talking about folks that are faithful to church, that are faithful to the things of God. Folks in the ministry even that have that mindset, if you will. Well, I can kind of envision that happening. So then that's doable. And I guess it's one of those, having heard of different folks that are like that. I can't get over that. And on the other side, along with that, is I want to make sure that I'm not like that. I want to make sure that the only faith I have, or in using basically, using that term, that word faith loosely in that context. All your faith consists of is what you can see. You know what? We need to do better than that. We see the purpose of faith. It's how we please God. Are we trusting? Do we believe that he can do it? You know, when it's just as far as we can see and no farther, it's basically we're putting our faith in ourselves. We're not putting our faith in God. We see It's how we receive him also. We see it's how we receive blessings from him. Not only at Matthew 17, verse 20, he says, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. It enables us to do things for God. This morning we were talking about our Vision Sunday. We were talking of different things that we want to do. We want to press forward for the Lord as far as reaching our community, as far as seeing folks saved, seeing folks baptized. But you know what? Do you believe that God can use our church and use us as a church family to reach others in our community? You know, the thing is, in our area, it is hard. Going out soul winning is hard. As far as getting folks to talk to you, winning souls in our area is hard. There have been folks, evangelists, and have gone out with us who just about everywhere else they go, you know, they'll see folks saved. And they've gone out here different times haven't seen anyone saved. But you know what? That might be the fact, and there are other places that are the same way. But you know what? I'm not using that to whine. That's a fact. But we still need to keep pressing forward. Does that mean we shouldn't believe that God can use us to reach our community? No. That means we need to press harder. We need to push harder. We need to work harder. We need to be more diligent to get the gospel out. Whether it's through our testimony, through tracts, through the invitations. And not use it as an excuse. Just realize, hey, that might be the fact, but that doesn't mean that we don't have a job to do. And with that faith, we can do things for God. If we don't have faith that God can do it, whatever it is we're doing, and what little we do, is just, you know, what we see, what we think, the faith we have in ourselves. So we need to realize the purpose of faith. Not only that, we need to remember the promises of faith. Matthew 21 says, "Whatsoever ye ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Remember the promises of faith. They're extensive. They're extensive. To meet all of our needs, our physical needs, our spiritual needs, our mental needs. You know, there are times when we need comfort. When you look for peace and peace won't come. You need you can find peace through Him. Do you believe that He can help you? I've mentioned many times, and Dad used to talk about it, also the promise book. It's about the size of like a big checkbook. But it has different promises that are in God's Word, different topics, and the promises that you can look up and get some verses and some promises from God's Word for whatever situation you're dealing with. You know, we need to remember the promises. We need to acquaint ourselves and look them up. Like I said, that you can use the back of your Bible, you know, the concordance. You can use that promise book. I mean, quite frankly, there's probably an app, you know, if they don't take it down. But there's probably an app that you can, that'll help you with the same thing. I don't know. We need to find it. We need to acquaint ourselves with it. Then not only that, we need to memorize those promises, those verses. And I think once you become an adult, it seems like memorizing Scripture, I think it doesn't seem as easy, but it's like we don't put as much emphasis on it. You know, when kids are in Sunday school and in Christian school, you know, they're memorizing verses every week. And that's good, and they should. But you know what? I said, there are plenty of times where we fall short as adults as far as memorizing Scripture. And I know it's not as easy. I know there's a doctor or somebody who could explain why it's easier for little kids to memorize Scripture than adults. And I'm not one of those fellows. But the thing is, it's obvious it's harder to, but it doesn't mean that we need to not memorize Scripture or be acquainted with it at least. But you know what else? On top of that, we need to apply it. You know what? You can know all, have all the knowledge there is to have. But if we don't take it and apply it, you know what? It's not doing any good. What would be a good example of it? If you gave them your number, you know, maybe one of those, if you get in trouble, give me a call. If you had that kind of pull, and you find out that later on they got in trouble and they didn't call you. You said, well, if you would have called me, I could have helped you. Well, I didn't know it. I didn't really think it was quite. It wasn't to the point where I needed to call you. You said, it was available to you, but you didn't use it. You know, there are times we have God's word available to us, and we have prayer available to us, and we face things and we don't bother going to Him. We struggle through on our own, many times failing. And, we don't bother. We think, oh, I don't want to bother God with it. Well, really, I think more times than not, it's just pride that, I don't need God for this. I can handle it on my own. We need to remember the promises of faith. Not only that, we need to recognize the privilege of faith. Recognize the privilege of faith. Ephesians 2:8, saved through faith. That not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. The privilege of faith. It can't be purchased. It's given to us by God. We just need to take it. Do we have faith that He can do it? I think we'd all say, well, yeah, I have faith that God can work in whatever the situation may be. God can work in there. We'll give it lip service, but does our life saying something different? Is our lack of prayer saying something different? When we pray, do we even take it to the Lord in prayer? Do we leave it with Him? You say, well, I have faith He can do it, but I'm still worrying. I'm trying to figure out how I can get this solved. I forget the quote completely, but it goes something like, worry is what happens when we try to take on God's job. You know what? Unfortunately, I think we've probably all been there a time or two. But it's for everybody also. For young or old, rich or poor. Think of a child in junior church. They get saved and they hear the Bible stories and they just soak them up. And they hear the stories about faith, maybe about God, about pray, how they can pray, and you know what? They don't question it; they just believe it. And you know what? They're better off for it too. We get older, and we're so much wiser than God is, and we think, oh, we got so much more wisdom that when we were little, we just believed it. But we get older, it's like, well, you know what? I think I'm going to question this. I think, I can handle that. I don't need God for this problem here. We need to have faith. And then not only that, we see we need to respond to the power of faith. First Peter 1:5 says, kept by the power of God through faith. God's power is unlimited. You know, I've said it before, how that, you know what, he cares about you. And he wants to help you. But yet you can have friends that care about you, and you can have friends that want to help you. But you know what, they don't always have the ability to do so. Maybe they don't have the ability, physical ability. Maybe they're not around. Maybe they're in another state or something, or country. But the thing is, you know what? The difference between them and God is the fact that He cares about us. He wants to help us, and He has the ability to help us. He has unlimited power. As Christians, why wouldn't we have faith that He can do it? We're starting, hopefully you've started some sort of Bible reading schedule. Well, it's January. That means Genesis. You start right off the bat, December, that's the end of the year. January 1st, what do you start out? How He created the world. Really, we shouldn't have to go past that. It's like the God that created the world, and we have access to Him, and He has all that unlimited power to work on our behalf, and yet we can't have faith that He can do it. The thing is, Lord, increase our faith. That should be our prayer. In the active faith, it increases, it accomplishes the impossible. I mentioned this morning different things that I've turned over to God. And like I said, when I said this morning, I've done that before, but there are many times where I haven't. But those times that I have, I was glad I did. And once again, I was amazed how He worked on my behalf. And the thing is, we need a God that has that unlimited power that can work, that wants to work on our behalf, and we're surprised. Probably part is surprised that He did, but the other part was surprised in how He did it. It accomplishes the impossible. Matthew 17, I read this earlier. Verse 20, if you have faith as the grain of a mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you. You know, we as Christians will say, you know, I have faith. Well, apparently if I had the faith of a mustard seed, a whole lot would be going on. And I guess when we start thinking that we have faith, you know what? We need to keep working on it. When we start thinking, you know what? I have faith that God can. Well, you know what? Apparently we don't even have mustard seed faith many times. We think so much of ourselves. We think that we can do it in our own power. And if we can't see how God could work, if God worked this little thing and I did, you know, I worked it out, well, you know, I could see how that would work. We talked about that this morning. But when it's something that we can see how that could work, that's not faith. We need to have faith. He's the same God that created the earth. All those things that where God worked and we read in His Word, and that's the same God that we pray to. That's the same God that loves you and I. That's the same God that wants to work on our behalf. The same God that wants to use us to see Michigan City get saved. So how much faith do we have? We need to when we think we've started, growing in faith, and we need to grow spiritually. We need to never quit growing spiritually. But when we think we start growing, that as far as growing in faith, you know what? That we just need to keep going. I think once we start, you start having a little bit of faith, you know what? I think we'll start realizing how much faith we don't have. You know, one of those things, you didn't know what you didn't know until you started learning something. And I think, I have to say, I believe faith would be one of those areas. You start growing in faith, and you're going to start realizing how much faith you don't have. And I'm talking to myself included. We need to have a desire to grow in faith. And you know what? He's there for us. He's there to help us. Do we believe He can do it? Do we give it to Him? Do we give our problems over to Him, the situations over to Him, or do we just hang on to Him ourselves? You know, we have a Heavenly Father, and He cares about you.